It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This is Adam Schefter earlier today on the Pat McAfee Show talking about Shedeur Sanders and if the Browns would take him at 2 or the Giants would take him at 3.
And it certainly feels like the Cleveland Browns are inclined to look elsewhere aside from quarterback. And it's starting to feel like the New York Giants at number 3 are starting to look elsewhere other than quarterback. So if the Browns don't take Shedeur Sanders at 2, and if the Giants don't take Shedeur Sanders at 3, and that is the feel that I'm getting recently, where is Shedeur Sanders going?
Now, Adam Schefter's a great reporter. I really believe the Giants are playing a little bit of a game of misdirect.
Mm-hmm.
I do. They've got two quarterbacks in the room. They didn't want to give you any answers the last 2 days when Joe Shane and Brian Daboll were speaking. So I get it that the industry doesn't think they're going to take Shedeur Sanders at 3. I still kind of think they are. But Adam Schefter brings up a great question. We talked about this a few weeks ago. If the Browns are passing on Shedeur and the Giants are passing on Shedeur, where does he go?
I mean, Vegas is next in line, obviously.
It's New England at 4. They're not taking a quarterback.
Yep, nor is
Jacksonville at 5.
They could, but I doubt it.
I doubt it.
Because Trevor Lawrence, they just paid, and even though it's his third head coach and coordinator in the last 4 years, whatever. But let's just assume that they're not. Vegas is interesting because they just traded for Geno Smith. But Geno Smith, his contract is up in 2 years. And they're talking about, or maybe 1 year, whatever.
I think it's at the end of this season.
I think you might be right. Yeah. And they're talking about an extension, but that extension, I think the talks are short. It's like a 2-year, 3-year deal. And so, would it not be prudent to draft his successor now and hope that Geno Smith is a good enough quarterback over the next year or two to keep you relevant and Shedeur Sanders then can step into his place? Because when you think about Shedeur Sanders, we're talking black quarterback here, but he's more like Geno Smith than he is like Lamar Jackson.
Oh, no question.
And so it might actually be a decent fit for the Raiders if he falls to them.
If the Raiders are thinking long term, and I don't know if they are. I don't know if that's what Pete Carroll is thinking. mm-hmm. and they want to extend Geno Smith long-term, there are reports that they've talked about a long-term contract, then it doesn't make sense, and then you got the Jets at 7. And that is where Shedeur Sanders could be there for them at 7, and there's no guarantee they take him. And so now if they pass on him, you got Carolina at 8, and then the Saints, which I think is the last stand. Like, I would think if we get to the Jets at 7, either the Jets, the Saints, or even, like you mentioned, another team trading up.
Right.
Because now if you're Pittsburgh and you are into doing that, jumping from 21 to 6, a little bit different than 21 to 3.
Yes.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
That value chart is very different. So it's interesting. But I'll tell you this again. I don't believe Adam Schefter. Shedeur Sanders is going to be drafted by the New York Giants. I have a calming confidence in this. I don't know what I'm going to put on the line, but I'm going to put something on the line.
I'm with you, Evan. If Shedeur Sanders is not taken by the Cleveland Browns with everything that these guys have put into scouting him, why did they continue to scout him 50 times? They should have known by the 49th time they weren't scouting him. And you won that game versus Indianapolis, and you don't have to move an inch to take
and
him.
And he just falls to you.
Right. Falls to you? I have a hard time thinking they don't take that swing.
Yeah. So I get what Schefter's saying, but I still don't buy it. He's going to be a New York Giant or a Cleveland Brown, but probably a New York Giant. Let's go to Sam in Queens. How are you, Sam?
Hey, Keith. What's going on with you guys?
All's good.
What's up?
Listen, did you guys see ESPN's Top 100?
Top 100 MLB, what?
Top 100 MLB players.
They made a list of baseball players. They don't even cover baseball. Now all of a sudden they have an opinion on baseball?
Yeah, I did not see it, so inform us.
No. It's Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr., Mookie Betts, and the number 4, Aaron Judge.
Wow.
You know what? I want you to take a deep breath, Sam. Okay, I'm going to tell you why this doesn't matter.
Where was Soto?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where he's ranked.
Yeah, the only thing that matters for Soto is when he comes to Yankee Stadium for the Subway Series. You stand up, you turn around and face the back of the stadium, and you stand in silence.
Boy, that was set up for you.
I set it up for myself.
Oh, did you? Okay. By asking where is Soto?
He had a pitch back. He threw it and came right back.
ESPN doesn't care about baseball. They don't. They don't talk about it. They don't care about it with its coverage. Even Rob Manfred knows that. So their lists that they make when it comes to the NBA, cool. Like, I look at it.
Right.
Even comes to the
NFL.
They
got experts on NFL. I mean, the NFL experts are on now.
No doubt. I look at that list. You know what I do with the list when ESPN ranks baseball players?
Mm-hmm.
You wipe a monkey's ass with that list.
Oh, I want Soto 8.
He's what?
8.
I still don't care. I wouldn't have cared if he's 1 or 12 or 19. That's a rock line, by the way. When I say, wipe the monkey's ass with it. That was back in the day.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
He also used to say, I'm going to kick your Rudy Poo.
I only knew about smelling what the Rock is cooking.
Well, that's his finishing line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. He used to have a lot of great lines back in the day. ESPN lists don't make any sense because here's the reality. I'm going to tell you the Evan list, and you can tell me if you agree with me or not. The best player in Major League Baseball is unquestioned. It's unquestioned. Okay, it can change maybe at the end of the season, but the best player in Major League Baseball is without a shadow of a doubt. And if you disagree with it, either there's a bias involved, you don't know what you're talking about, but more likely bias. I think people know what they're talking about. They're just very biased, and I understand that. It's not easy to be an IBO. It's very difficult. The best player in baseball without any question, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, let's not insult anyone with this. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, do we even need to say the name?
Doesn't even need to be said.
The best player in baseball. Want to all say it at the same time? We'll
you got
count
it.
To the number
okay.
three.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Bobby Witt Jr.
What? Bobby Witt Jr.
Wait, hold on. What did you say, Tommy?
Shohei Ohtani.
It's not. Who'd you say, Sean?
Bobby Witt Jr.
Who'd you say?
I said nothing.
Why didn't you say anything?
Because
he's practicing his Juan Soto silence.
I'm sorry,
you guys are morons.
It's Aaron Judge.
It's Aaron Judge.
It's not even
much.
A conversation.
No, so we're not morons. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes, you are. This side of the glasses.
The answer is Aaron Judge. Now, you can be right, Tommy. See, you're just wrong with Bobby Witt Jr.
I'd trade Judge for Bobby Witt Jr. today.
That's a different question. Okay. That's not the same question. Because Bobby Witt Jr. is a lot younger.
Sure.
And he plays shortstop. That's not the question. The question is who's the best player in baseball right now?
What are you doing with Volpe?
Moving up to second.
He can go in the deal. We'll take back who's the scrub Met that now is the starter for the Royals?
Seth Lugo?
Yeah.
Lugo. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. may be the answer in a couple of years. Tommy's the closest to being right because, obviously, if Shohei Ohtani pitches at any kind of level, I think that you have a great argument to make him number one. He didn't pitch last year. He hasn't pitched yet this year, so I don't include that. So he's a DH. And so he is a DH who puts up inferior numbers to Aaron Judge, who plays Gold Glove defense, just not in Game 5 of the World Series, in center field and right field. So it's not a debate. The best player in baseball is Aaron Judge for now. I think, Tommy, you have a chance to absolutely be right at the end of the season. I raise my hand. If Ohtani pitches, he's clearly number one. But right now, the answer is Aaron Judge. And for ESPN or Sean Morash or anyone else to suggest otherwise, again, you're either being disingenuous or you don't know what you're talking about. So you can make up your...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Your mind on who you are. You're on the right side, so I can't insult you.
You're not going to insult me. It's not even a conversation.
Come on now.
Player 100 that in the list does play in New York.
Player 100?
Yep. It's a 1 through 100 list.
Yeah, but it's ESPN. I don't care. I still don't care.
Kodai Senga.
Okay, great. This isn't about their list anymore. It's about reality. And the reality
they
is...
They don't even know why Kodai is 100.
They don't know.
I just laughed that he was Mr. Irrelevant on the list.
At some point on the list, they just start throwing names out there.
We didn't say this guy yet.
They don't even
Volpe
know.
Volpe made the list?
That ain't good for him.
Yes, he did.
Again, fake list doesn't matter. No one cares. But Aaron Judge is the best player in baseball.
I mean, 54 homers, 60 steals, a World Series title, and pitches. Is
Aaron,
that enough?
He doesn't pitch. So
he does pitch.
No, he doesn't pitch. When's the last time he
pitched? He's not pitching, but he does pitch.
Well, did you hear what I said at all?
Yes.
Okay.
But
when he pitches, he can go up there.
No, but
he doesn't pitch.
Okay. He does pitch, though.
He doesn't pitch.
Has he pitched this year?
Does Aaron Judge pitch?
No.
Okay. So even though Ohtani's not pitching currently...
Does Shohei Ohtani play the field?
Oh, don't do this. Game. Well, we're going to do Mike and the Mad Dog in 96. He's at DH. Doesn't matter if he's at DH. He stole 60 bases.
No, hold on. That does matter. Would you rather have... We're going to have an intellectual baseball discussion. Because obviously Sean's just idiotic. You brought up the guy who could surpass him. I totally admit that.
Excuse
he starts pitching, What? What?
Idiotic.
He's saying you're de-evolving.
I gave you one of unarguably one of the three best players in baseball, and I made the case he's the best. I'm not a moron?
He's not a pimple on the backside of Aaron Judge. Obviously, Tommy brought
you're
up...
You're not even arguing that, are you?
Intellectually bankrupt.
You can't be.
Arguing what? That he's a pimple on the backside?
No, that Bobby Witt Jr. is in the same conversation with Aaron Judge.
He's not, bro. Come on.
How is he not in the same conversation?
Well, he was in the MVP conversation with him, but not.
Who won
actual.
The MVP?
No, I know. He's
Aaron
not
Judge
in
won the MVP. Okay. I understand that.
All right, so they're not in the conversation yet. Someday maybe, but you're wrong. Can we leave this to the adults? We have to have an intellectual discussion on
Sure. Time. Leave it to the guy who thought DeVito should be the starter. Go.
Nobody.
I don't even think he was talking about me when he said adults.
No, I do.
Oh, you are? Oh,
because,
okay.
Because the truth is, Tommy does represent a portion of the audience and the baseball community who still falls under the guise of Ohtani's a pitcher, so he's number one. I just want to have an intellectual discussion on why you're wrong. Okay? Bobby Witt Jr. is not even in the discussion. Go play with your toys on the other side. I'm just kidding. I don't mean to be a jerk. I apologize. I love you, Sean. Bobby Witt Jr. is tremendous. He's just not Aaron Judge.
Next time you're looking for splitter talk, I won't be here.
I'm kidding with you, Sean. I'm going to give you a big hug. Ohtani doesn't pitch. Judge plays the field. He also plays the field at an incredibly high level, outside of the error, I know, game five. So until Ohtani either plays the field, which he's not going to do, or he starts pitching again, Aaron Judge statistically, and you could look this up, has Ohtani beat in every stat except for stolen bases. That's one stat. Aaron Judge hasn't beat in everything else. And he plays Gold Glove defense. So again, I'll ask you, he hasn't pitched in over a year. Once he starts pitching, different discussion. How could you argue Ohtani's better than Judge?
Judge didn't beat him in every stat. Ohtani had him in runs, hits, and doubles.
Okay,
and stolen bases.
Come on. Home runs, okay. RBIs.
Okay, but it's not every
OPS
single stat.
Plus. What about war? What about every stat that matters?
What do you mean?
Every stat that matters.
Every stat that matters. I mean, he beat him in stolen bases, runs, hits, and doubles. And he, by the way, pitches.
Do you want to do that? Pitch! Take
but honestly, if you gave Ohtani a glove, you don't think he could catch it?
He doesn't, though.
You know what I
mean? No?
He's only played the field, I want to say, 25 times in his entire Major League Baseball career.
Well, not including the pitcher, where he also has to field his position.
Okay, he doesn't pitch, bro.
Three full seasons.
Why do you keep bringing up something he doesn't
He doesn't pitch. His running is discredited. He beat Judge in a lot of stats. That doesn't count.
What was his last pitching outing?
Did Clinton leave the office?
It was 2023.
It's been a minute.
Tommy, just remember, when the World Series came and Judge was struggling, he hung in there. He didn't hold his arm in a fake position the rest of the series trying to around the bases because you're scared to hit.
So I don't know why you have to go to, you know, that type of stuff, the insulting. Whenever you go to insulting, that's when you know you beat, so you could do the insulting so everyone goes, ho, 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 ho. You're wrong. I'm giving facts. You're just giving insults. And the Dodgers humiliated your baseball team.
That has nothing to do with it.
But when he goes below the belt, Evan,
I agree.
I am just supposed to sit here, and you're just supposed to sit here. We're supposed to go, that's Sean Moran. He's really funny on Evan and Tiki.
I think the series messed up. He humiliated your baseball team.
No.
They beat our baseball team.
Exactly. We were watching different series.
You've got to take the World Series out because that's not the end all be all.
That's fair.
You look at not every stat, most stats that matter. Aaron Judge was superior to Ohtani last year, and he played the field at an incredibly high level. When Ohtani pitches, wake me up.
We're also not watching Ohtani day in, day out. We are with Judge.
Hey, what do you think with Aaron Judge? What do you think of Aaron Judge? Who protected Aaron Judge last year? Who protects him now? The Dodgers are in a murderer's row lineup with Ohtani leading off.
Okay. So Ohtani wouldn't be this great if he was on... The former team he was on, like the Angels, where he already was great.
I didn't say he wouldn't be great. I'm saying Judge is better. Ohtani's a good number two, by the way.
Right, but bringing up Judge's never had a great other than Soto, but Soto was in front of him.
So he had 58 home runs last year. He didn't have Mookie Betts protecting him. He didn't have Freddie Freeman behind him. Like, you cite runs scored. Well, a part of why he had so many runs scored is he was the leadoff hitter with these great players.
Well, he also stole 60 bases, which got him into scoring position.
It wouldn't have mattered. He could have scored. It wouldn't have mattered if he was on second or
third. Exactly.
Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman. Oh, Max Muncy's there too. Like, what are you talking about?
Here's what this is about. And I categorized you in a category that's not that insulting. I didn't call you dumb or disingenuous.
But now you're gonna insult me.
No, you're biased. That's all. You're an anti-Yankee guy. That's all this is. And that's what it is.
You're hot stuff.
Why?
This is worse than him going below the belt. You're gonna pull that card on me?
What?
You're gonna say because I
yes.
Perhaps dislike Yankee, well, fans. I have nothing against the organization.
Yes.
That I am going to put Ohtani above Judge?
Yes.
No, Ohtani is better.
He's not, though. He's not. Did he break the tie?
There isn't a tie to be broken.
I agree. It's not even close. You know what? Do me a favor, Tommy. I want this to be fair for you.
Oh, don't give me homework assignment.
No, it'll take you 30 seconds.
Good.
I want you to do this because you're positive, Tommy.
I am.
I can't do this because if I do it, I don't think we're going to get a fair answer.
Okay.
I want you to go on social media and you to set up the poll. Who is better right now, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani?
That'd be the first time Tommy doesn't copy and paste a tweet in weeks. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I don't really do polls, but so who is better?
Better right now, Shohei Ohtani or Aaron Judge?
All right. Now.
And the reason I'm letting you do it and not me is because I think that you will have more bias towards you getting right. I'm giving you a chance to actually win this thing. I think there are more unbiased people who follow me who will just say Aaron Judge and I'll kick your ass. I'm giving you a chance to beat me.
Can I write, help us settle this debate in front of it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right? Okay.
Don't add anything else, though, because I don't want you to get
tricky. Oh, I don't do that type of stuff. I'm not P.T. Barnum. I'm not Sean. I'm not going to try to bamboozle the audience or do any skullduggery.
He's not Sean Morash. He's not Craig Carton. He's not going to create a tweet that tries to prove his point. Thank you. Right now, help settle an argument right now, who is a better player, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani. And the reason I think right now is important is because I agree, if Ohtani pitches, he's on another level. But he doesn't pitch.
Right.
It's a hypothetical. He's a hyper-freaking-thetical. Am I wrong, Teak?
No, he hasn't pitched in a while. I can't even remember the last time he pitched.
It's a long time ago. We forgot the last time he pitched. So this all started because a caller brought up a dopey ESPN list?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even watch baseball.
I just think anybody that does lists in general is lame.
In 45 minutes, another Cinco de Fivo with Sean Morash. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. We'll get back to your calls. Plus, we have definitive proof on who was using the torpedo bat last season in big spots. The CEO and the co-founder of Mariucci,
yes,
the bat company, Kurt Ainsworth, who's a part of creating these torpedo bats. He was on the Joel Sherman, John Heyman podcast, and he said something very interesting about the torpedo bat usage. But before we play that audio, I did not hear this interview. Usually I hear things.
Mm-hmm.
Tiki Barber heard this interview. Tiki is such a baseball geek that he downloaded Joel Sherman and John Heyman's podcast.
The show.
It's called. Audibly, I laughed out loud in my car today when I looked down and saw that text.
Hey, great job, buddy.
Paying attention?
Great job by you, by the way.
I told you, quickly becoming the tribal chief of New York baseball.
He is the tribal chief.
It wasn't that you're listening to the podcast. It was just like, you're going to Heyman, huh?
Yeah, right. Heyman and Sherman.
It was actually just because of the content of the podcast that took me there.
And a good job by them, because Kurt Ainsworth is not someone I'm familiar with. And here is what he said about torpedo bat usage last year in 2024.
Last year, we did a run with Giancarlo Stanton. And he had that legendary postseason with the 7 home runs, and he was using a torpedo bat. We just didn't talk about it. And Francisco Lindor last year used a torpedo bat. We just didn't talk about it. It didn't really come to light until this year when the Yankees just hit, 200 homers on, the opening series.
I mean, he nailed it. Like, it happened last year, and I think this kind of calms the Met Yankee fan arguments with each other since Kurt named Giancarlo Stanton and Francisco Lindor. But, yeah, we didn't talk about it last year. We didn't notice it last year. It only became a big deal because the Yankees are the evil bastards that they are, and they hit 500 home runs over the first weekend against Milwaukee.
Well, they just did it aggressively. Other players have heard about this. I think a lot of players have probably heard about this bat. But in order to – there was a couple of things that came up on the podcast that give teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers and even the Red Sox or some of these other money organizations an advantage because they have the ability – to hire this Glennie guy and put him in this high analytic position where he has influence and accessibility to the players.
Right.
And so you go, you hang out with the players. Hey, Volpe, what's your issue? I keep getting jammed. And all right, well, let's look at this. I'm an MIT physicist who happened to play baseball and likes the sport. Let me figure out if I can come up with a legal way to fix this problem for you. And so it's a job that was hired by the Yankees. He's now obviously with the Marlins. But they also have the resources that a lot of teams might not think about. They also have players who will buy into it.
That's the key.
I think that is the ultimate key.
Yeah.
Because some players will just say, I made it to Major League Baseball. I've hit 200 home runs in my career, whatever the number is, and I've done it the traditional way. Why would I change?
Think about those two guys he mentioned. Lindor and Stanton have put together Hall of Fame-esque careers to begin with.
Yes.
And they were open enough to try something different.
100%. But you also need to have this bat specifically custom to you.
Yes, and your swing and where you normally hit the baseball.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's very, very specific. I made Tommy put up a Twitter poll on his account, not mine, so there'd be no bias. Help settle a debate who's the better player right now, Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani. I'm so confused by social media because I went into the mentions to see people's reactions, some really interesting ones. The first one I saw says, rarely tolerable, that's the guy's name, and it says, so far, which Trump presidential term do you like best?
What?
And it's this massive poll.
Oh, it's a bot.
That's a bot?
Yeah, it's definitely. It's automatically sent just because, I don't know.
What did we say that has anything to do?
Nothing. They're assuming that you're going to get a lot of reaction.
Oh, okay.
Based on probably Tommy's history.
Yeah, Tommy
gets all this interaction.
Yeah.
So because Tommy gets a lot of interaction, the bot recognizes this is a highly interactive account. We're going to send this spam.
Yeah.
And maybe some people will react to it.
I mean, it's got 22,000 results, but I'm looking at Tommy's poll results.
Oh, the poll. Do you think those are real results?
And do I think? I have no idea. Who the hell's voting on the second term? It's been 5 minutes. I mean, come on. Exactly. It's idiotic to vote on a second term already.
I just asked a question. It's a very simple answer. Do you think those are real results?
I don't know if it's
real.
The
answer is no.
People are stupid.
The answer is no.
Okay. I think you can barely even vote on the first term. I'm big on giving it a lot of time before I decide if I like the presidential term.
I'm skeptical on social media.
No, that's fair. Like, I still won't decide on Ronald Reagan's terms yet. I want to give it a little bit more time, and then we can form a better opinion. No, I'm kidding. He was awesome. I haven't decided on George H.W. Bush's term yet. I think we need to give it a few more decades. And then I think we can, like, Bill Clinton, give me a break. I can't decide on that yet. So I think it's stupid.
By the way, I'm mad at myself because I allowed Evan Roberts. I often accuse Evan Roberts of, you know, playing tricks on people and outsmarting them.
What did I do?
He outsmarted me.
How?
Who is the better player right now? One of them's at DH. It should be who is the better hitter. They both hit.
No. I asked who the better player was.
No.
And you said Shohei Ohtani.
No.
I didn't say who the better hitter was. Yeah, I said who's the better player.
Exactly. And I fell into it. That's fine. That's okay.
No, but wait a second.
I need to do better.
Tommy.
I need to be better.
Tommy.
Yeah.
When a caller called in about 15 minutes ago who somehow sparked this asinine debate.
Yes.
He said ESPN made a list of the top 100 players. I gave a very strong opinion that it's a dumb list. I don't trust ESPN. And the best player, again, keyword player, is Aaron Judge. It would be disingenuous of you to change the poll to a different discussion because the discussion is always
been played. Stop it. This is New York Sports Talk Radio. This is not Cambridge. We're sitting there. We're just throwing words out. Player, hitter.
No, I
but when you use the word player, when one guy's at DH...
You're arguing for me now.
No, what I am saying is that you set me up, and now you're going to win here because if you're going player, everybody, because I even have people responding, they're going player, hitter.
Tommy, I'm going to save you. You're going to dig yourself a hole and lose your own argument.
He really is, yeah.
Because part of your argument on why he was a better player was the idea that he pitched.
Right.
So you include, don't go hitter. Because then you start doing what the Cole did earlier.
Well, who's the better hitter?
Jameis Winston's the best deep ball thrower. I mean, God.
Tommy, you screwed this one. You're better off right now sitting this out and just letting the results hopefully benefit you. The whole discussion was who the best player was. Now, all of a sudden, it's like it was a bait and switch.
Right. Now you're trying to make
it bait and switch.
Come on.
That's the word I was looking for. Bait and switch. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
How did I bait and switch? I've been consistent. Who's the better player? Tiki, can you...
No, you're right. It was always player.
I know. He's crazy. Well, I love Tommy. He's crazy.
What you need to factor in, Tommy, is great on a curve. New Yorkers watch Aaron Judge every day, and a lot of New Yorkers hate Shohei Ohtani. So...
Yeah, but, okay, in fairness, that's true, Sean, but Ohtani only hits, okay? So watching him every day wouldn't give you the benefit of watching Judge every day where you see his brilliant defense. Aaron Judge is a brilliant defensive player. He did a really good job playing center field last year. Cue the fifth inning jokes of the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, that takes you away from grade.
But in right... No, I don't think so. I don't think one play does that. Lindor made two errors last night. Does that not make him a great defensive shortstop?
What will Aaron Judge be remembered for defensively the rest of his career?
As I said that, I realized. No, I know. By the way, according to Tommy's poll, Aaron Judge is winning 59% to 41%. So
62-37 now.
Well, the more you guys are talking about it, it's going up to Aaron Judge.
Well, because it's clear. That was the whole argument. I said Aaron Judge is better than Ohtani until Ohtani pitches again. Let's go to Eli in Waterbury. What's up, Eli?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's
up? Hey, look, I'm a Mets fan, and I have no bias in this at all. But if I'm a pitcher, I am shaking in my boots with Aaron Judge on the mound. Just his stature, the size of him, the look on his face, he's so dialed in. Whereas, Ohtani, he's big, but he's not looking at Judge. So if I was to draft an MLB team today, my number one pick would be Aaron Judge.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, Stan.
He is very intimidating.
Yes.
I think both guys, Ohtani and Judge, have that quality. Very few guys have it. I think Soto has it, too. The quality, and this is not something we can define with a stat, it's just your feeling, the quality of, I can't miss that guy's at-bat. Must-watch TV from a batter. And I don't really think there are a lot of guys in baseball who fit that now. Back in the day, Barry Bonds was clearly one of them. Ken Griffey Jr. was clearly one of them. I was always told Darryl Strawberry was one of them in his days with the Mets. Unfortunately, I missed the prime of his career. I'm too young. I think if I went all around baseball right now and I said, okay, who are the at-bats? And I'm including Soto not as a Met, because obviously he's a Met now. I'm biased. I'm talking pre-Mets. He's a Yankee. He's a Padre. He's a National.
Right.
I think that list is really Ohtani, Judge, and Soto. I don't think there's anybody else who I'm like, oh, I have to watch that at-bat. Even Trout. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I
never had that with him.
The Soto thing is taken over with the Mets. And that's home and on the road. We'll find out at home, obviously. But on the road, it's been that way. You just got to see him.
Yeah.
Right? You just want to see what's happening. Maybe because it's just so new, but it's also because the Mets have been traveling, as he said about the Houston series. I'm trying to think who else is so polarizing other than those three that you have to see.
I think in modern baseball, like
you're not going to get a beer or
yeah, I don't think
hot
anybody.
Dog or whatever it may be.
And it doesn't mean that other guys aren't great. Like Mookie Betts is a great player. I don't feel that way about him. I don't need to watch every Mookie Betts at bat.
Well, it's because he's also been around for a minute. Shohei has too, so is Judge, but I don't know. It's just the reigning MVP, and you feel like they're going to keep winning multiple of them, make you have to watch them.
I think all those three are great. There's one more I'd add that I just love every at-bat they take.
Oh, El De La Cruz?
No, Rafael Devers. I can't get enough.
Stop.
That's a good one. I like that
one. You're being serious. Even though El De La Cruz would be on my list.
Yeah, sure.
He may get on that list, right. Or most of our list soon. If he's already on your list, again, right. There's no wrong answer to it. But he may get there. Yeah, Devers is a must-watch, too.
I sit down. You get the chips out. It's great to watch.
I actually agree with that. Right now, Devers is must-watch TV. Alvin is calling from Monmouth County. Good afternoon, Alvin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All's good.
Good. What's up?
Good. So, I hadn't heard it brought up yesterday, but the Yankees lost the game in the eighth inning yesterday because Luke Weaver was not available because Evan Williams was on paternity leave.
Yeah.
And it seemed like everybody was afraid to bring it up, like, well, let's not cause any problem there.
I don't think that's
it.
Here's what I'll say, Alvin. I don't know anything. I know, and I kind of revealed this the other day, that how nervous I was for my second child. Like, when my first child was born, it was just very, I'm a kid in a candy store and everything is easy. When we're dealing with the birth of a child, it's not always easy.
No,
right. When I hear Devin Williams is on the paternity list, I say, I hope everything's going well with him and his wife.
No doubt.
We don't know what's going on.
Right.
So I think for now, keep his name and why he wasn't here as just, hopefully everything's okay.
Send blessings to them and their family.
Absolutely.
And expanding family. Because you never know, right?
Yes.
Kid could be breech, which is turned around. You can't go out butt first, right? Anything could happen. You might have to schedule a C-section. My wife had a C-section. So it's hard. Right? Having kids is not just, it feels like it's natural, but it's not.
When we hear the news like we heard with Lindor about his son being born, it's great. Congratulations. When someone's out for paternity list, just leave it as, we wish you all the best. Can't wait to have you back.
And Lindor, blessedly, and his wife had a very easy, seems like,
and
first,
he
was in Miami.
Yeah, moved very quickly. Now, as far as the game was affected by Devin Williams not being there, if we're just talking from a baseball standpoint, I mentioned that at about 2:45, you could rewind on the Odyssey app. Yes, the bullpen was different because they didn't have their closer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it happens.
Yeah.
I would have adjusted by using Luke Weaver more aggressively. Aaron Boone did not. Mark Leiter gave up a grand slam. It happens. The Mets are about to play against the Miami Marlins. We'll keep you posted. They play game three of the series before this game starts. I have to tell you something. It's a little secret, but I'll say it on the air. We are six games into the season. Okay. If the Mets lose this game, is it the end of the world? Not saying that.
No.
Never going to suggest
that.
But
it'll be the second series loss out of two.
And it would be a series loss to a crappy Marlin team. There are games in a 162 that are just slightly more important than others. And this game is like a really biggish swing game early in the season, where while it may not affect if the Mets make the playoffs or not, and it's not the end of the world if they lose, our moods will be greatly affected over the next 48 hours based on if they win or lose. If they win, they went 3-3, fine road trip, let's get back to Citi Field for opening day, let's go. If the Mets lose, other than positive Tommy, that's when we're going to need positive Tommy, most Met fans are going to be like, are you kidding? 2-4 this time? Our moods aren't going to be great going into the home opener on Friday. So as they prepare to play this game, it's a slightly bigger game than other games that are normally played in April. Is that a fair, balanced way to refer to this Met Marlin game?
I would think so, because the excitement, the expectation of this season was, it's real. Now, were there flaws, obviously, in this roster? Yeah, of course. But it doesn't mean that every Met fan doesn't think that they can get right back to the NLCS.
No doubt.
And beating the teams you're supposed to beat, now, Houston's not one of those, but Miami is.
Yes.
It would feel just a little down.
It would be a little down. Now, once opening day occurs and the festivities are underway, everybody will be pumped up, will be good to go, and the Mets can easily sweep the Blue Jays and everything will be all right. But as they prepare to play this game against the Marlins, that is my kind of feeling. A feeling of, not the end of the world if we lose, but I want this a little bit more than, say, I wanted last night. The other weird thing about this game, and I'm going to try to put this in Tiki terms and in more Ash terms for you. Imagine if the Giants are playing a football game and the quarterback, the young quarterback for
on the other team, okay.
Let's say his name, coincidentally, was DeSean Jackson. You would be like, I know you're not DeSean Jackson, but I don't like you. So why am I saying that? So the Mets are playing the Marlins, and they're facing this no-name righty named Connor Gillespie.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Gillespie is the name of a guy who hit the game-winning home run in a wild card game back in 2016. So even though this Connor Gillespie, Connor spelled differently, Gillespie spelled differently, there's nothing wrong with this human.
It just sounds bad coming out of your mouth.
It kind of pisses me off.
I hear you.
It's especially like you guys facing DeSean Jackson.
Especially after he strikes out Francisco Lindor to lead off the game.
Don't go through every batter with me like that. Don't do that.
Only Lindor and Soto.
Well, this is Lindor in April. We know the deal. Let's go to Lewis and Lindhurst. How are you, Lewis?
Yes, how you doing? Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
I have a bone to pick with you, Evan.
Yeah.
So last night, I solved the mystery why you couldn't sleep. Last night, in the eighth inning of the Yankee game, you corrupted my Yankee fandom.
What'd I do?
I made my first emotional hedge bet.
Oh!
You've been talking about it for months. And I made my first one, and I bet on that Eugenio Suarez home run.
Oh, wow.
Immediately, I felt awful, but then I pumped my fist in the air. And then I realized that I pumped my fist in the air, and then I got mad because when I was scrolling through the app, I saw Clay Holmes was pitching today. And instead of being mad that the Yankees are down, I'm mad because that Clay Holmes algorithm last year was so easy. Save a game, blow a save. Save a game, blow a save. You know how much money I could have made? So you corrupted my Yankee fandom. I don't know how I feel. I know why you didn't sleep. I don't know how I'm sleeping from now on. I don't know what to do.
That means, Lewis, you can bet on him getting a 6-inning quality start today.
I don't know if I should say you're welcome or I'm sorry, because that is something I do. And I've been doing that for a long time now, really since betting's been legalized, because it was difficult to do that beforehand. But yeah, when my team is up in a game and I want to emotionally hedge.
Mm-hmm. You just don't believe it. You don't believe that they're going to run away and win easily.
Well, it's
so
not
you
even,
hedge the other way.
It's not even believing, Teague. It has nothing to do with belief. It's insurance.
But why take insurance if you know they're going to win?
I don't know they're going to win. When do I ever know my team is going to win? That's not something I actually feel. I never know.
I heard you say today.
When did I say I know they're going to win today?
I'm just missing.
Okay. I was like, did I miss that one?
No, because you're mushing your team all day.
I'm not mushing anything. But, like, I would take out the insurance as a protection. So, like, this Met Marlin game is a great example. Now, it's 0-0. It's the first inning. Like, the odds are slight for most baseball games. But if the Mets, let's say, built a 4-1 lead in the sixth inning, all of a sudden the Marlins' money line would be, like, plus 590. Would I consider taking out an emotional hedge where if the Mets blow it, at least I make money, and if they win, no harm, no foul, my team won? That's what it's about. It has nothing to do with knowledge.
Right.
It has nothing to do
just,
with...
It's just, I need to feel at least a little bit of a pop, even if they lose.
It's to protect your emotions by saying, I'm going to give you money, or I'm going to win money based on an outcome that I'm not happy with.
It's just so sad, Evan.
You know it is sad. I agree.
Because winning a little bit of money makes you feel better.
It doesn't, though. That's the problem. It doesn't actually help.
I think he does.
I do it as a protection. Like our last caller where we disagree is he pumped his fist when Suarez hit the home run. I don't do that. I'm just annoyed.
Well, I sound like Lewis actually put a good penny on it.
Even if I put a good penny on it. Like the money wouldn't be enough. Let's go to Anthony.
I'm going to sleep like a baby.
Let's go to Anthony in Farmingdale. What's up, Anthony?
What up, man?
And how you doing today?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm calling to vent a little bit about how the Mets price gouged their fans.
How'd they do that? What'd they do?
Well, we picked up some. They had the tickets for opening day on their site.
No, I got to dump you on that. Mm-hmm. You can't say that.
Yes.
We're going to bring you back now, but you need to be very, very careful with your vocabulary, okay?
Yes. 2 weeks, right. I apologize okay. to everyone.
All right, go ahead.
And now 2 weeks later, they're half the price.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. They.
Yeah, it's, yeah. So it's, I understand.
So I called there yesterday for some help, and no one wants to help. They just want to just take all your money.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm not going to defend them. I want to explain it, because I hate it too, so I'm not defending them. By the way, the Mets are up 1-0, Pete Alonso, RBI double. There's a thing called dynamic pricing. And so the marketplace 3 weeks ago for opening day was red hot.
Right.
And so the prices were high. Now, as we get closer to the home opener and everyone who wants to go has tickets, or most people who want to go have tickets, there's less of a marketplace for it. And so the number comes
down.
And
the weather's not supposed to be great.
Yes.
And so that changes it a lot, I bet.
No question. So it just, it sucks, and I think what you need to do and what we all need to do is have our eyes wide open and understand that, unfortunately, in 2025, the best way to go to games is to wait, because this can happen.
Yeah.
And I totally understand being frustrated. I get how you feel, because it stinks. You know, you spent the fortune, and now you look online, and you're like, man, I could get those same seats for a tenth of the price. So, is it price gouging? I don't know
it's
if
not,
I'd call
I don't
it
think
that.
It's price gouging. It's just, it's not helping out the fan. It's not helping out the customer who knows that at some point the number's going to come down. And so I don't know what else you would do. Like, the only thing you could do is say, hey, I want to give these tickets back and I want to get the new ones, but that no business is going to stay in business going about selling things that way. So yeah, there's really nothing the Mets can do.
It sucks.
It does.
I'll be the first to tell you.
You just have to, I think, get more informed about how this usually works.
Yeah.
And buy them later.
Yeah. It's crazy. It sucks, though. I feel terrible about it. Like, I'm actually going through a weird issue with the Brooklyn Nets. I'll be public about it. I don't really care. The Nets have changed the prices of my tickets, where they've made it much more expensive. And I'm realizing that I may be better off with the Nets not being a season ticket holder.
The Nets still in the league.
And literally waiting until the last second, the way you can do at sporting events, and just buy the tickets that I want to buy when I want to go.
Right, because unlike with the Knicks, where it's an investment, and to an extent.
Correct.
Like, you want to go watch.
Well, also, here's the difference with the Knicks, and maybe with the Mets we'll see this year. You are financially benefited by being a season ticket holder. They give you a better deal,
yes,
and waiting doesn't help you when it comes to the Knicks. When it comes to the Nets, waiting helps. But I want to have full transparency. As I've been debating this with my wife, one of the big negatives I have on giving up my Nets season tickets and just buying them a la carte, one of the biggest issues I have is Tommy Lugauer. Because if I do that, and I give up my Nets tickets and just go when I want to go, so I go to the same amount of games, doesn't make me any less of a fan. I believe, and my wife agrees, that Tommy will use it against me that I, Evan Roberts, would potentially be a Knicks season ticket holder, but not a Nets season ticket holder.
Oh, that'll definitely get used against you.
Love it.
Yeah. So
no, 100%.
So we're right.
You're 100% right. You want to change your seats around, that's fine. I'm cool with that. But
what's the club we sat in?
For the
show?
The JetBlue Key.
The JetBlue Key?
Great club.
I'm looking into it. It's just very expensive.
That's
where you need to be.
I agree. It's just, do you want to be a partner with me? That'll be
no
awesome.
No way I'm going out to Barclays.
The Happiness Nets.
Yeah, but you.
Daily basis.
Forget about going out to Barclays Center. You would have access to JetBlue Key. Me and you as net season ticket partners.
Nothing better than love that club. No way am I going out to
You already got him listening to baseball podcasts. He's done enough for you.
You want to talk Cadillac Club?
That's a different
That's
story.
That's a different story.
Well, Sean will give us a Cinco de Five-O list coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.